Okay. By some miracle, does anyone have any cash or coins on them? Preferably small. A dollar. We need maybe like $3. Can we find that in our midst? Quarters. Oh, hello. We have a dollar. We have a dollar, Bob. Okay. Oh, we got a, oh, look, it's coming in. I should do this more often. Okay, thanks. We got a good amount. Okay, so this is the part of the service in the Lutheran tradition. We have four parts of the service. We gather together, we listen to the word, we share the table, and then we send people out. And those are the four. Right now we're in the word section, where we listen to how God has spoken to us in the past, and we'll listen to how God is speaking to us now. And part of that, what we're going to do today, is consider how we use money as a tool, primarily to listen to how God is speaking, right? How God is speaking, how we can use our money to carry out how God is speaking to us. So we're going to demonstrate what that means. So I'm going to give three of you a dollar. Well, I'm going to give you $5, just because we got it. Okay, so what are you going to do with your money? What are you going to do with your money now? You're going to save it? You're going to save it. You're going to save it? What are you going to do with it, Tyler? You're going to. Everyone's going to save their money. Well, that's smart. It's a, why would you want to save your money? So we can save it for a rainy day when we might need it, instead of spending it on useless things that we don't need. And what do you think that says? What do you value with that? Like, what is that? Maybe it's because it's helpful. It's like maybe it's safety, right? It's keeping it. It's prudent. It's cautious. It's careful. It's a good stewardship. It's in case you need it for the future. What else? So everyone else is going to save it. What are you going to save it for? Sammy, Emily, food. You're going to save it for food when you need food. Okay, that's a very important value. Food is. Save it when you actually need it. All right. Is anybody going to, by chance, give their money away? No. No. No one's going to give their money away. Okay. Yeah, so if you save it, you'll have a lot, and maybe then you can be more careful about giving it away. Okay, that's a good reason. So the purpose of this is so there's values behind what we do with our money, right? A lot of you want to save your money, which is important. It's, you know, to just in case we need it in the future. We'll talk a little bit about that today, about what we can do with our money in the future. Some people give their my wife, she really likes to spend money. So she, we have different values. I like to save. I'd stuff it under the mattresses if I could. And she just likes to give it away here. She did all her gifts for Christmas this year. We don't do a lot, but we do some. And so, like, she likes to spend. So we have different values in terms of money. It says more about what we value than it does about the bills that we have. And that's the purpose of this lesson today. It's like money tells us more about what we value than it does about the value of the money itself. And today we're going to listen for what God values and how we can use our money for that mission. So thanks for being here. And I'm going to take the money back because I have to give it back. But okay, so you guys can